Good morning. So, today we celebrate our patron saint, St. John the Divine. Who was St. John the Divine? Certainly, he was the writer of the Apocalypse of St. John, known as the Book of Revelation. And according to the book's own text, he lived on Patmos and had been exiled there for his work as an evangelist of Christ Jesus. There is a tradition dating back to the 2nd century that this author of Revelation was also the writer of the 4th canonical gospel and the letters of John. For those of you interested in the more apocryphal or secret writings, there is also an Acts of John purportedly written by John the disciple, or perhaps John the Beloved. The one thing we can say about all these Johns is that they are probably not all the same person. Most commentators also fail to acknowledge the one John who was also connected to the Jesus story, and that is John the Baptist. And yet, there is a considerable secret tradition about John the Baptist and the Johannine school which took his name being the true power behind many of these later writings. Almost certainly, there is some hidden reason there are so many diverse writings attributed to John. The name itself, Johanna, Yahweh's grace, may not even be a name at all, but instead a title, a rank, or an office. Often, the gospel attributed to a John says of itself that it was written by the disciple Jesus loved, so John the Beloved. Actually, my name, David, is the Jewish name which means beloved, and these people were all originally Jewish, so that would make the author of the gospel John David. But this is not what is written anywhere. The point is that what is written and what is written about what is written is problematic if we are attempting to locate historical personages, probably because they fully intended when writing these tracts to be unlocatable. If not sometime later, somebody else intended for them to be unlocatable. Think of these early Christian evangeloi, or evangeloi, and apostoloi, like hackers of the Roman Empire. They were subversives, politically inconvenient freedom lovers in a world of slaves and tyranny. And we know this because they kept on getting into trouble with the Roman authorities. It is written John the Divine fled to Patmos to escape being killed under a Imperator Domitian's persecution of Christians. So we know St. John the Divine must have been at least a little bit politically problematic for the Roman authorities, yet, for some reason, he was not killed outright, but allowed to write his revelation, which was then circulated widely immediately after Domitian's death in 96. And, under Emperor Vespasian and Titus, father and brother of Domitian, respectively, he apparently had no problems preaching the gospel of Jesus. There is actually another pseudo-historical personage who was also favored by Titus and Vespasian, but had problems with Domitian. He was also a great spiritual teacher of the time, actually considered semi-divine by his students, and is also supposed to have died in the same year as John the Divine, 100, in the same city, Ephesus. In fact, he seems to have been in almost all the places John is said to be at the same time as John, and before that, most of the same places as Paul, when Paul was there. And of course, I speak of none other than the Stoic Apollonius of Tyana, whose statuary, writings, and temples mostly seem to have been purged from the historical record, to the point where most people have very little notion that this figure even existed, let alone what his teachings really were. In no way do I mean to imply that John the Divine and Apollonius are one and the same, only that the real history is well disguised. Even if we explore the Akasha, we find many different versions of who John was. Suffice it to say, our patron saint was some kind of esoteric astrologer, and seems to have seen many things in his visions, including what is happening right now, at least considering his descriptions of the behavior of the constellations. His vision of seven trumpets is partially echoed by Washington's vision of America's Third Peril, published in 1861, which also seems to have many markers of the present state of affairs on it, including an attempt at some kind of strange jubilee with the, quote, Great Reset, unquote. And I'll just say that a jubilee is a sounding of trumpets. That's what the word means. Washington, as a Freemason, like practically all who served with him, would of course have been familiar with the three ruffians, Jubello, Jubella, and Jubellum, the three trumpets, who strike Grandmaster Hiram, and almost certainly the same symbolism is being used by John in Revelation. So, despite my skepticism about any prophetic value soothsaying Revelation may have, it would seem we should probably really begin to look at it quite seriously, because there is a good chance many others have done and are indeed using it as part of their blueprint for what they intend to pull off. These forces are quite time-limited for a number of reasons, and therefore can be prevented from achieving their ends by forcing them to delay or overly speed up their nefarious plans in various ways. So, since he is our patron saint, and his work seems to be pretty important now, beginning with the Lady with Child clothed in the sun, which event took place in 2017, marking the beginning of what Steiner calls New Jupiter, I encourage everyone to read the Revelation of John, especially if you're interested in astrology and how the ancients tended to view the great calendrical clock of the heavens and its meaning for those of us living on the world. I also encourage everyone to read all the different works ascribed to a John, especially the apocryphal fragment called the Gnostic Crucifixion. It doesn't matter if John the Divine wrote them all or someone else did. What matters is they all come out of the Johannine school, which was the dominant spiritualizing and esoteric school surviving under the Romanized Church. As such, they represent the survival of the parts of the esoteric Christianity which were never lost to us, and indeed have helped us over the past couple thousand years. So, do I think John the Apostle is John the Beloved Disciple, is John the Divine? No. But I will say, John the Divine was definitely an apostle, one sent by the Father. I am not even sure John was the Beloved Disciple. Wasn't the Beloved Disciple Mary, or at least Judas, the twin? Actually, the Beloved is a term used in much Gnostic writing and refers to bridegroom practices somewhat referenced in the Odes of Solomon. And it has more to do with the correct attitude one should have to the groom, the bridegroom, that is to say, the one who comes, than to any special status conferred on a particular disciple. Interestingly, disciple is a term that is found in the Gospels, whereas apostle is found in the letters and other non-Gospel material. Disciples are ones who follow a master. Apostles are ones who are sent by the Father. That being said, my little talk about our patron saint should now end. Thank you for your attention.